end of Siman Shin Bet, Shulchan Aruch talks about an isur to clean glasses, drinking glasses on Shabbat with a towel, for the concern that the remnant water that's in the keli or on the keli could lead to sechita. The poskim are questioning the reality of this, such a small amount of water that's left on the keli, and the odds that it's going to lead to sechita are very very minimal. Because of that, the Radbaz, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, says that this halakha is not applicable. Whereas Chaim ben Sion alav hashom, no, the Sion writes that especially today that we have thick towels, the halakha was talking about that we're using very thin cloths. So I guess if a little water would go into the cloth, it could come to sechita. But when we use regular dish towels that we have today that are thick, magavot, so there'd be no concern to clean a glass. Only concern you might have is it's a very narrow glass, and you have to stick the tip of it inside the narrow glass tightly, and you know, squeeze it to get everything inside. That one has to, you know, have a little extra care. But clearly, by drinking glasses, plates, bowls, things like that, that you have heter, let's say, to clean on Shabbat, because you need them. It would be permissible to use the regular dish towels that we have today, because the suspicion of that it's going to come to sechita does not apply.